Now, a country like that, we have no business going anywhere for healthcare. That's what I'm explaining. You can't have that kind of manpower. And it would be godly for you to be traveling because you are sick anywhere. We should have... I thank God for what my CMD is doing. Because I was talking to my CMAC this afternoon. And she was telling me that, look, that the CMD is trying. That one of the things it's trying to do is to ensure that at least this heart surgery. That's something that UNTH was known for long ago. And there was a reason for it. It wasn't as if it wasn't politics. Okay, let's give Ibadan this. Let's give UNN this. Let's give UI. No, there was a reason for it. But in the way many things went down in the country, it went down also. Our current CMD said, no, we'll put that thing back up. And it's working on it seriously. Every few months, they do surgeries. And all their patients have been doing well. Well, almost all. I don't think they've lost any. Last time, they didn't lose anyone. I would say that the next one is in about 6 weeks' time. So the man, just what he's trying to do, okay, is to ensure that thing becomes routine again. Of course, the last surgeries that were done, a lot of them were done by the local staff here. Okay, with support from the other people. But after a long time, you guys don't have to come again. It will now become regular for us. And listen, I pray that we're able to get there. His reason is that, look, let's start something good, and it will spread. And there's something about this country. When Fashola does road in Lagos, everyone says, roads are doable. You know that kind of thing? And then we say, can you imagine Donald Duke has done it? Sylvain Chime has done it. Then Benin to say, we can do it. You go to Benin now. When you see Benin roads, most of you bypass Benin. Next time you are coming, don't bypass. Drive from Lagos. Enter into town. You will be shocked. By the time you pass Uniben like this, you'll be looking like, what? When did they drop me in Los Angeles? When you see the width of the roads, you will be like, what? What's going on? You mean this is a doable? Forget the noise we are making. We are making progress. We are making severe progress. Serious ones. So I was explaining that, listen, things can happen. That's why I talked about that. That there's no reason why a country like ours, you know, we're able to be running all over the world and all of that. And I was trying to explain a particular principle that when you make your decisions, all right, at risk, in quotes. Remember I said last time that faith takes risk, okay? You make decisions at risk to your life and that of your children, that God is not stupid. I remember I was talking about that. And listen to me. Even if it happens that some of those things they are asking for, remember I talked about Lot? You remember, huh? That God wouldn't do it for whatever reason. But you have followed this principle. He knows how to specifically extract you and all that concerns you so that your heart is still not put down. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. And one of the things that God is doing for you, now, let me be like this. One of the things that God is doing for this country, no, let me put it another way. Many of the things that he will do for this country is just because of you. Did you hear what I said? Many of it, some of you, maybe you say that, like my children are not going to school abroad. And nothing wrong with it. You know, there's nothing wrong. Nothing is not a bad thing. If I have money now, my son wants to go to university. He's not going to university abroad. It's my personal decision. I can do past jam. He finished SSC. He has a brilliant result. If you like giving scholarship, he's not going anywhere. As long as I live in Enugu, this is Enugu. My wife is looking at me. I don't care. It's not good anywhere. It's not good. Look, I have too many choices as far as I'm concerned. You either go to UNN. So what about ASUU strike? It will finish one day. Have you ever seen ASUU strike that does not end? It will end one day. And because of the kind of understanding God gives me, if ASUU like, let them strike. It doesn't move me one bit. As ASUU is striking, you join your mother doing business. You will get an MBA before you get a BSc. You must, my own mindset. Look, let us strike. When they finish striking, they will rejoin. You understand my point? They will continue teaching you. You will graduate one day. While they are striking, I will get you, because this is 2014. Let's not be stupid. You can get any degree sitting from your bedroom, apart from maybe things that require real apprenticeship like medicine and stuff like that. Otherwise, what is it? Sitting from your bedroom, Liverpool will give you a degree. And they promised, there was a time my wife wanted to do a postgraduate. Once I just put her phone number, she didn't mark it. When somebody called out, all right, I'm called, my name is Mr. McPherson. calling from Liverpool. And my wife said, please, I can't hear you. The man said, ah, you can hear me. You want to take the degree in English language? He said, I'm in the market. It's not that. It's not English that's the problem. She was in the center of a meeting. They called me, said, ah. He said, okay, I'll call you back later. Ah, call me back later. What do you mean? The Lord is good. No, listen, a lot of people don't know this. If you want a degree, there's a particular university. If you want to do an MBA and you have money and you want to do good quality MBA from Europe, you don't have to go to Scotland. There's one particular school called Edinburgh Business School. They have study centers in Benin. They have in Lagos. I don't know whether they have in Enugu now. They have all over the country. I'm aware of Benin and Lagos. And they give you a complete Scotland. Edinburgh is the island of Scotland. Okay, they'll give you a real one. It will not show your certificate that you took it from Nigeria. The only thing they require is that you have to come there for like 2 weeks at a particular period. And they give you an MBA, a DBA. I didn't even know. It was when I was reading their brochure and I saw that they have what they call Doctor of Business Administration. They give it to you. You don't have to go anywhere. So even forget that one. So that's my reason. So if it has to go on strike, oh boy, during that period, you will get another degree. This day and age, it is not the paper. It's what you have inside here. It's not the paper. Where's my friend? Is he around? That has a BS, that was doing computer science in a university, did not have, he couldn't identify a hard disk. Allah, can remember that of our friend? He's not around. When he came to see me, I said, now school they go. Come, let me drag you to computer village. You know, they will give you a BSc computer engineering in 6 months because you will know more in that place. So it's not the paper. It's easy to get paper. Go to school, get paper. But we're talking about the knowledge. And I love Americans. When the Americans want to test you, they don't. Have you passed an American CV, curriculum vitae? Go and check it. Consideration is that, and they want it to be verbose. In 2005, I did this. I built 7 computers from ground up using only a screwdriver. And if I'm given the opportunity, I do it again. 2009, you write it like that. Give details. There's a particular company in Enugu. I did all their networking. I employed only one other boy who couldn't speak English. And we networked for a company that is turning over 2 billion naira per annum. That's what they want to hear. Give them a list of websites that you built and you're managing. They won't go back up to check whether it is BSc or OSC. You know what's OSC? Nothing on science. And so I tell you today, I know those things are possible. So it's not even a matter of big faith. If I tell you people say, my child is in this, he's going to go college abroad, it doesn't impress me. There's nothing you want to teach in MIT. I can't learn from Enugu. Nothing. If I don't like UNL, I don't like ESUT, I go to Covenant University. If I want to spend money, I go to Babcock. There are many universities. Ain't sending all these my children? Lila. Let them hear it now. If you are dreaming of going to university somewhere, no. The dream has come to an end. Wake up. No point sleeping any further. If you want to go to university, finish that BSc first. Finish that first one first. Work first. Then explain to me. If you say, I want to go there, get the master's in this, then come back and get the job, I go slap you with my left hand. That's poverty mentality. You have an inferiority complex. Yes. If you can't demonstrate to me what you want to go and learn, what you want to be exposed to. No, you must understand the spirit that we're talking about. It's not just about I go abroad. One brother was talking with me the other day here, just a few days ago here, talking about his plan. And I was once suggesting, why don't you try Australia? Because he explained to me what he wanted to do. It made sense. So it's not about, it's against the law to go out. Are you getting what I'm going to say? It's just that what he wanted to do, right, is a practical thing. He said, he wants to go to Brazil. I said, look, this country, you have to learn a new language. Why don't you go to Australia? I happen to know they do this. You know, we're just talking about it. So it's not about, he mustn't go. But this issue of, let me just go and get a certificate. I'll not come back home. I'll not get a good job. I don't believe in it. And as for BSc level, as of today, first degree level, I don't know what you want to learn anywhere that you can't learn from here. As ASUU strike doesn't mean anything. You will still get to where you are going to get to when you are going to get there. Are you getting my point? If ASUU is on strike, should your brain be on strike? Remember, when ASUU is on strike, their whole life is on strike. You know how? African magic. ASUU is on strike, now you go sit down like this. Inyado, why are you doing like that? It's coming from your back. Part one, part two, part three, part four. On a story I can tell in 30 minutes. That's why ASUU is on strike. Look, were you not for that? I mean, why should ASUU strike on saying, hey, they're on strike, forget. By then you go back to school. You are so hot, your lecturer wants the strike to continue. I remember once, was it a strike or something that happened? I was a third year medical student. Well, it was a break anyway. When we returned, the way medical school then was, university, three semesters, if you know, first, second semester, that's second year. At the end of first semester, third year, you take what they call second MB. So normally in anatomy, we study head and neck, all right? Head, neck, and brain in the third semester. That's first semester or third year. So there was a break or something. There was a delay anyway. When we go back to school, I remember Dr. Nod, he was supposed to teach us. He will start. The nerve supply to this, we'll just finish it for him. Wow. Okay, all right. The cervical, bam. Anything he says, we'll finish it for him. Oh boy, do you know how many weeks we have been reading? And we knew our life was at stake. Are you getting my point? So for that period, we don't jack everything. The man, I remember very well. Because there were some areas that I did not read. My classmates read. I could not get taught. I don't know whether I get my point. So the man will come, he starts talking, they will finish it for him. Like, guys, relax now, let the man talk. Wait, we know it. Guys, this man is not teaching this. The man, if I thought he was, he just come to class. Right, today we are talking about the cranial nerves, all right? The first cranial nerve, olfactory. He's like, they were giving him everything. So one lecture, he will finish what you have normally done in four lectures. Because boys don't jack, we don't move stuff, you know? Everything, don't absorb the whole thing, the head don't swell. But these days, when I was on strike, boys don't join gang. That's why the government starts begging ASUU to stop. If students were students, government would ask ASUU. Strike now. The boys are working. Yes. You know what I'm saying about these things? Those things shouldn't discourage you. Let them strike for 1 year. You get another degree in that 1 year. And go back to school, finish the other one. The plowman plows in what? In hope. That's my own attitude, though. That's my attitude. That's why my children can say, I want to go to school. Where? In London. Why? For me, now the pound, I go even they calculate. You know they call pound? Okay, pounds. Yeah, I'll be calculating it. So I will give only you 20,000 pounds for school. If I share that money into 10, Bishop Oyedepo will bless me if I come and pay in Covenant University. And I gather 5 more children with you, all of you will get degree after 4 years. You want to go there alone. I don't agree. My wife knows I'm always calculating money. Once they are talking that thing, they do calculation. My own is that, with all the souls that are perishing. The Lord is good. Wait, you won't go read. I mean, go UNN, my friend. And this interesting part, all my friends that got their degrees from Nigeria, all of them that carry those degrees abroad are up there. Yes. My friend is a lecturer physician in Texas. Another of my classmates, I told you about it before, is a professor of law at Texas Southern University. Full-time professor. Comes from there every... Anytime my phone rings and it's, I know it's in Ibadan, UI. He teaches petroleum law in UI. We're classmates, University of Benin. So, see, the money you are looking for, God said, I should tell you, you don't need it. What did I say? You don't need it. Don't worry. Just make sure your head is full. Do you understand my point? Why am I sitting on this? I've been trying to leave it since. Because somebody was going to take a bank loan. Don't bother. If I have many more things to tell you, but my time is going. As I told you about, Deji told me about one of his friends in Lagos who did the BSc or OSc, I don't know, but whatever he did was in Nigeria here. Then he sat down in Nigeria, Lagos there, and learned networking. So he was Cisco certified, I think Microsoft certified. Those of you who know about such things, you know, or different kinds of certifications. He has Cisco certification, Microsoft certification, there's another one. There are three of them that is quite common. Oracle, yes, Oracle, thank you. This boy sat in Lagos and did that. Then one day he was just browsing online looking for work. He places, you know the way it is. You know, you have job in Nigeria, you know, stuff like that. Place his CV somewhere. And no one got an email, interview. So they went to business center to do interview, you know, online interview. By the time he finished, they gave him a job. And the boy was earning $300 a day. Not in Nigeria. They gave him the job. He had to travel to, you know, that time America was rebuilding Afghanistan. It's very funny, right? But he went to Afghanistan. So he said, Afghanistan, he said, don't worry, it's not everywhere that is troublesome. He was in one of those remote areas. He said the only problem he had was boredom. That the work was so easy. And they were paying him in Nigeria, you know, his money was being wired to his account in Nigeria. $300 a day. Young boy, late 20s. The interesting part was that everything was done where? Lagos. $300 a day. And that time also, they offered him a job that if he would go to Iraq, they'll give him $450 a day. The boy said, no, they go to Iraq. Iraq is too hot. Yeah. $450. That was his offer. He said, no, they do. The plowman plows in what? In hope. That's what I'm trying to do. Explain to you, say, listen, you will get there. Say amen, huh?
Amen.
From wherever you are, you will what? Amen. You will get there. Where, that is, if you like, move this night. And say, the Lord called you to Ayongba. From Ayongba, you will get there. You hear what I said?
Yes,
from Ayongba, you will get there. And that, you see, that's my mindset. That's why some things don't push me. You come and say, come on, you pay this amount of money, go and give my son a BSc. From where? Where I don't go see him regularly. Wait, never grow rich. Bring that scholarship back when he has finished a BSc. And you don't dig well. Want to now do another level? Hell, okay. I can release you to Belgium that time. But initially, let us who strike. Me and you will be able to pray. After all, if you travel now, I can't pray again because you have gone. But if you and your friends are in school and us is on strike, I will gather all of you in prayer. Father, let these children go back to school in the name of Jesus. And God will say, Gabriel, this bank is for Allah is too much. Yeah, solve the strike, everybody. So the whole university will return to school because Akinwunmi is going there. Yeah, because that was why I was shouting. Do you get my point? The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. All right, let me just say, let's start with this message. That was a review up till now. Don't worry, you'll go home now. Don't worry, we're going home. The Lord is good. All right, let me just read this. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Let's start from there. From verse 1, it says, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. Now I'm going to introduce this and then we'll develop it next time. He said, this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. First of all, let what? I'm using New American Standard. Let me give you the words. Entreaties, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings. Let them be made on behalf of all men. He now specified for kings and all local government chairmen included. All who are in authority. What is the end result of that? that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. What does the church do today? Brethren, we gather, and what they have is accusations, criticisms, and insults, and abuses are made on behalf of all men. For the president, his vice deputy, senate president, and all who are in authority. Therefore, they are leading a non-tranquil and noisy life in all ungodliness and lack of dignity. Are you seeing that? Turn it upside down. I'll read another scripture, explain a few things, and we'll develop it next time. Also, oh, the Lord is good. Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. You see that Zechariah was seeing visions, and the angel was showing him things. And when he got to chapter 3, he said that, "Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And also, what did I see? Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. Then the Lord said to Satan, 'The Lord rebuke you, Satan.' He said, 'Indeed, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?'" Now, this Joshua that was being accused, look at what happened to him, what situation he was in. Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel. That was why Satan was accusing. Satan wouldn't accuse if there was no reason. It was because this fellow was clothed with what? Filthy garments. He was clothed with filthy garments. Garments in the scriptures describe righteousness. Do you understand? So Joshua's hands were not too clean. Or he was representing a people that did not have clean hands. That's both of it, all right? We're not discussing details now. What I'm going to say is that, you'll see what I'm going to say in a moment. I'll get to it. He spoke, verse 4. He spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, "Remove these filthy garments from him." Again, he said to him, "See, I have taken your iniquity away from you and will clothe you with festal robes." Now, I want you to understand something here. He told the people around, remove his filthy garments from him. We'll look at that later, okay? But the point is that Satan came to accuse. He was able to stand because Joshua was wearing filthy garments. Bear that in mind. Let's read one last scripture. All three will develop next time. This time around, we are reading from Exodus chapter 17, a story that we know. Exodus chapter 17. This was when Joshua and co. went to go and fight Amalek. Because of time, I'll just read a small portion. I want to read a longer portion, but because of time, let's just start from verse 8. He said, "Then Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose men for us and go out, fight against Amalek.' And I said, 'Tomorrow I will station myself on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand.' Joshua did as Moses told him and fought against Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So it came about when Moses held his hand up that Israel prevailed." Of course, with his staff in his hand, I believe. "And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But carrying that staff took something out of him." Verse 12 says, "But Moses' hands were heavy. Then they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other. Thus his hands were steady until the sun set. So Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword." The Lord is good. Now, why did I read this? I'll just introduce it and then we're out of here. All right? Three things we have read. Number one, we read, what was the first one we read again? Okay, yes. No, for a while I forgot. I said, first of all, let prayers, what is it? First of all, that's what I want to say. First of all, right? First of all, prayers should be said for all men, for kings, and those who are in authority. And there's a purpose for that. Then we also read the fact that Joshua, why I read that particular one from Zechariah chapter 3, is because you see that Joshua was standing, of course, as high priest to minister. It's a type. I'm just taking a type from it. He was like a ruler amongst the people who would do things on behalf of the people. And then Satan stood beside him to accuse him. And I emphasize the fact that Satan had the right to accuse because he was wearing filthy garments. That was the reason. And the garments, if you read the Revelations, he said the white garment was the righteous acts of the saints. So when you're talking about filthy garments, what he's saying is that people have done things which are not righteous. That's what it is. And it's based upon that that Satan accuses. And you must understand that principle of accuser of the brethren is the opposite of being an intercessor. Okay? An intercessor pleads for mercy. An accuser demands judgment. That's just what it is. Okay? So what was happening was that Satan was demanding that these evil works that have been done by these people, I assume that it could be, I've not really thought about it much, but it could be that the evil works by the people was what was represented in the garment that that high priest was wearing. Okay? He had done things. So he was demanding that this judgment should be brought upon them. And then the Lord refused. And of course, you understand, said, the Lord said, the Lord rebuke you. So there must have been two different people that we are talking about here. And the first one was definitely talking about the intercessory power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that one, of course, being we being his body, he was talking about the intercessory abilities also of the church of God on the earth. I hope you know that point. We'll develop it next time, okay? Now, why I read the other story is that Joshua had gone out to war, which is interesting that the name of the other fellow also was what? Joshua. The other high priest, it was Joshua. So both of these Joshuas need help. That's the point I'm making. Both of them need help. You notice that the Joshua, the high priest, there were two sets of people. One was accusing him. The other set was pleading mercy for him. All right? That's the one that said, the Lord rebuke you. Now, when we get to that story of Exodus, you see that that Joshua went out to war, and Moses had to put his staff up, which was a sign of God's authority, God's power working on behalf of the people. Once he lifted it up, it wasn't just his hand, because he said, I will go to the top of the mountain with the rod of God in my hand. So when the hand was up, he was talking about the rod of God being lifted up, okay? It wasn't just Moses' hand being lifted. And the same rod that divided the Red Sea, the same rod that did different things, all right, for them, that same rod was supposed to be lifted up if Joshua was going to triumph, if he was going to overcome, okay? Now, the victory was not dependent, first of all, on whether Joshua chose the right men. Are you hearing me? It was not dependent upon whether Joshua used the right strategies. If you understand that, say amen. It was not dependent upon the military experience of the people that were going with Joshua. What was most important was Moses, the rod. Is your staff up or is down? If Joshua lost the battle, it was not his fault. It was Moses that got tired of praying. I don't know whether you got that, how I connected it. It was Moses that refused to lift up the rod for whatever reason. Did you notice that Moses dropped the hand because he was tired? Not because he was angry. I'm not going to issue here. Moses had a reason to drop the hand. He had been worn out. Boko Haram had released too many bombs and kidnapped too many people, so he stopped praying. I don't know whether I get my point. He was discouraged. After we have prayed for all these years, nothing has happened. Men ought always to pray and not to get tired. That's what my Bible says. So Moses' hand was getting tired as a sign that one day we are going to get worn out also because we don't see the victory we are looking for on time. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So even though we are justified, that's what I'm going to explain. Moses was justified to drop his hand. But Aaron and Hur is raised the hand up for him. That is, we have to encourage ourselves so that we are not tired. You are seeing the way I'm tying these things? Because these are really spiritual principles. Listen to this. Joshua that was being accused. I told you before, God is not just a father, he's a judge. And whether we like it or not, I want to say something that very, very crazy, so that you understand the point I'm trying to make. Boko Haram couldn't kidnap over 100 students. All kinds of conflict. The latest I read is that it's a lie. They're not up to 200. Whatever. All those girls could not be kidnapped until God gave the go ahead, whether you like it or not. The 200 children that drowned in Korea, who drowned because they were obeying instructions. I read the details. When their ferry capsized, those people couldn't have died except accusations were made before the judgment throne of God, and God the judge said, go ahead. It doesn't mean he's happy about it. So when Satan is accusing Joshua, it wasn't like, I didn't like him. Look at his face. That's not the issue. It is that let his boat drown, capsize. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. Let his boat capsize. I want his children kidnapped from school. That's accusation. That's the judgment he's demanding based on the filthy works that this guy had on his body. What am I trying to say? You see some, I'm tying many things together. People say the problem of Nigeria is leaders. It's Joshua, it's Moses going on the mountain, saying the problem of this battle is Joshua is not experienced. I should have gotten a more experienced general for this war. This is the problem you have when you send boys to go and do the job that men are supposed to do. This is the problem. All these boys, quarter boys, that should live, they're not the ones that are ruling. I've heard these are things I've heard of. And these are Christians talking. That's the problem with the country. That is the problem with the country. This is Joshua is not experienced. This man is clueless. He does not know how to strategize in battle. Look at his head. When I was choosing him, oh God, I don't know what's going on. This is the problem. In fact, I'm leaving this country. Christians that have the rod of God in their hands, they did not lift it up. They are sitting down there and shouting. Therefore, the country is spoiling. And they say, we said it, Joshua doesn't have sense. We said it too. This Joshua does not have sense. Who even said Israel was a single country? 12 tribes. Have you ever heard it? That's why we are losing the battle. There are 12 tribes, and somebody brought us together by force. When we were leaving Egypt, did you all agree we wanted to leave? It's Lord Lugard that said we should leave at the same time. You see what Christians do? You know, until they describe you for you with another picture, you won't realize the depravity of your behavior. Look at Joseph. What is it? David. David was there raking, until they showed him that you are the one. You know, he thought he was a righteous man. We Christians think we are very good because we paid our tithes. Alayeka, we're listening to, what is his name? This man in Ibadan. Israel, you were there now, live. Olubi Johnson. Olubi Johnson said, Lagos is Laodicea. Say they think they are rich, they don't know they are poor. That's how Christians are. We think we are good, but that is the evil way we don't do it. The rod of God in our hands, we climb the mountain and use it to support ourselves. And we point it to Joshua as he's fighting recklessly. Look at how they are fighting. They call themselves senators. Look at how they are fighting. The rod of God, where is it? In our hand. We take and balance. Take and the core cars to be. Core wife to be. Call our own comfort to be. In the name of Jesus, I claim the money. A better job. Promotion. That's the rod. We are resting on it. Lift it up so that Joshua can fight. No. Why can't he fight? Okay, what if I didn't come today? He would tell me he can't fight. I'm talking about how to pray for the country. Let me stop here so I can repeat these things next time without having to preach the whole message, okay? Because that's what I wanted to teach today. But then I end up emphasizing this plowman plowing in hope. First of all, let prayers be made. Let's not become accusers of the brethren. It's very, very important. Now, please, let me just say before I go. I am not saying that Joshua is not wearing a filthy garment. Did you notice that? I try to emphasize it. The accuser, we know he's wearing a filthy garment. So we're not saying he's not wearing a filthy garment. We're just saying that our prayer shouldn't be, look at his filthy garment. Why should he go anywhere? Why should anything work? Look at his filthy garment. He said, no. What the Lord did was that, remove the garment from him. So they said, don't mind Jonathan. Desiane is his girlfriend. Say, Lord, end the relationship. If it is true. Say, Lord, I don't know whether it's true or not, too. But in case the man is walking in adultery, in the name of Jesus, pointings. Let him have mercy on him. Let him be righteous. I'm serious. That's the prayer. But I want to say, no. That is why the country is not going forward. Because we start giving, it's called garments. The filthy garment, we are emphasizing the filthy garment. And that's what is called accusation. And that's why we can't lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and all righteousness. You get my point? Let's share the grace. Let's go home. Let's rise to our feet. I have kept you for so long. I hope you learned something today. If you are blessed, shout a loud amen.
Amen.
Well, let's just share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death, we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil, because we are seated high above in Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. One more time. This is my season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Cheer up, brethren.